your Spirit fall on every single person here this morning. Quicken our bodies, quicken our eyes, quicken our ears. We trust you as we release ourselves into more and more of your Spirit. We trust you with our lives, Lord. I pray for more manifestations of the Spirit to come upon us as a sign to your great love. We bless you, Lord Jesus, beautiful name. Amen. Amen. I just want to hand over to Bill. Thanks, Bill, for making himself available to just do this, like a workshop, to just do this, to stir up the prophetic, to do this, to kind of just bring something that you'd be able to then run with, that we'd be able to then go and take. So thanks, Bill, for making yourself available for us. I'll just hand over to you.
Don't run away just yet. Thanks, Jimmy. I don't know, you guys, Jimmy, don't run away. You must be close by. I was actually thinking of Jimmy the other day and what a good friend he is. But not, it wasn't so much the friendship, but his spirit. He's one of the most humble guys I know. Now, he doesn't like anybody saying this. I know he's so humble he doesn't like it. Yeah, okay. Now, I lent him my book, you know, My Humility and How I Overcame It. But serious, you know, we've built up a relationship over the time. And, you know, it's harder sometimes to trust the Lord for a prophetic word for somebody you know and somebody you respect and somebody who's a mate. But I said, Lord, this guy has got such a future, has got such anointing on his life that I thought, no, I'm going to trust you. And this is what I've been doing to some other people here, but this is to you and Michelle. I said, you and your family have a unique and precious anointing through which the Father will touch many lives. And I see that even so, you are touching lives like amazing, in amazing ways you don't even realize. And the stance that you have taken is a testimony to so many people. Would you agree with me on that? Yes, amen. Your humility has made a way for you beyond what you can imagine. And the devil doesn't have us here. He's just got to stand back. He can't come anywhere near you because of your humility and because of your family and the leadership that you give there, which is going to stand in good stead in the future. I'm raising you up as a prophet. I see a prophet anointing in you right from the day one, the first time I saw you here. I've never said it before, but I'm saying it publicly now, that God's called you to be a prophet to the nations. He's called you to go out and to take His life and salvation to the uttermost parts of the earth. And God's been preparing you, and even the frustrations and everything is Him molding you into the way that He wants you to go. And He says here, the prophet, and you will demonstrate My love and mercy in the most unique way because of our relationship. That's the chief one. And you have such a precious relationship with the Father. And then I hear the Father saying, come and answer more, I want more of you, I want more of you, I want more of you. Isn't that cool? And He wants more of us all the time, doesn't He? And you have the mind of Christ, so walk in Him. In His thoughts, in His footsteps, He has much to show you. And you know, He's going to show you stuff that's going to cause people to stand up and take notice. This is what I felt. You're bold enough not to worry what other people think and to walk in it. And the fear of man is something that's not part of your lifestyle. You're going to walk out and do what the Father says. If you said it to yourself, like Jesus, He only did what He saw the Father doing, and He only said what the Father said. And that's how that's going to be a hallmark of your ministry. My protection is on you and your family to prosper, to bless you, to give you hope for the future. And I just saw that. I just feel the Father just saying, God, no, you okay, man, just carry on. That what needs to happen is going to happen. Okay? And I have a home and a place of quiet rest for you. Wait on Me in confident faith. Confident faith. I like the word confident faith. Your total confidence is in Him and Him alone. And I know it is, but I think the Father wants to emphasize that because He wants the relationship to even be stronger all the time. I sense God's excitement over you as a Father to bless you much through His creativity. Creativity is placed on your heart. Okay. There's two scriptures there that you can go and read when you get home by your lonesome. And consider Isaiah 41-5. Has somebody got Isaiah 41-5 open there? just our thanks meter. Just if you can just read it quickly here. Yeah? You don't mind, or do you want me to read it, Peter? Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sin. And don't look at that. But, not as a double sin, but the first part of that, comfort, comfort my people, is a strong word that I felt for the Lord as well from that one. Okay, Jimmy, bless you, but thanks. Lord, above all, we thank you what he means to you and your kingdom. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life. We thank you for your presence that we see and see in him. We thank you for the glory that we see in him. And Father, I just pray, God, from now on, that you're going to just do great and wonderful things through him, through his family. We pray your blessing upon the family, your protection upon the family, your purpose and strategies to come now, Lord, and just to flow into their lives. Right, everybody. What I said is going to be a bit of a practical time. We're going to worship now. I've asked one of our young ladies, where is she? The artist. Oh, there she is. While we're worshiping, she's going to demonstrate, you know, as God touches her heart, she's going to paint whatever comes onto her heart. And I don't know if you've got anything. I'm not dressed like this for fun. I'll show you that just now, but I want to come from you. Now, you heard what Jimmy said. Tomorrow, we've got a lot of work to do. Eh? There's a lot of people going through the waters of baptism. Now, that is a prophetic statement. They're going to make a prophetic statement. You need to see it like that. They're responding to God's word, and they're obeying God's word, and they're going through the waters. So, here's an opportunity for you to also now manifest in the prophetic, or manifest the prophetic through you. And ask God for a word for those people there. And also, as those people are welcomed into fellowship, ask God to give you a word for them. And I trust, Lord, that you went away and that you have something on your heart now so we can practice a little bit as we worship now. And we'll see where it goes. No big thing. Just relax. Just relax. Now, what we've got to do is what I did last time. Let us just come. Let all the other thoughts go. And just take on the Lord. Let's just do that first. Let's just turn your hands. Remember what I said, that little thing? Just do it now. Just release, release, release. Any thoughts of anxiousness, any thoughts of doubt and unbelief, just let it go. Let it go. Just see it dripping off the ends of your fingers. All those things that worry you, all those things that concern you, just let it flow. Just let it go out. Let it drop out. Let it drop out. This need to be part of you today, or ever for that matter. Just let it come. Not let it come, but let it go. Let it go. Now just turn your hands up and just worship him. Just say, come, Holy Spirit. All your peace, all your rest, all your joy. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. It's in that place of quiet rest like this that the Lord also touches our hearts. Now we have our noisy times, but the quiet little times like this, and we just receive and allow him just to touch us deep within our hearts. And as he touches out your heart, you touch him back. Speak to him in your heart. Let him just flow. Such a precious anointing. Yeah? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You have rescued us. Jesus is alive. To cross the empty grave, like eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. Oh, He's alive.
Heaven, gotta sing, I gotta sing, sing my love. You would not believe the way he touches me, he burns right through me. And I could not forget every word he said, he always knew me. Words could never hold this love that burns my soul. Heaven, hold me. Oh, heaven, hold me. Can't hold my love back from you. Can't hold my love back from you. I gotta sing, sing my love. Can't hold my love. Can't hold my love back from you. Can't hold my love back from you. I gotta sing, sing my love. Can't hold my praise back from you. Can't hold my praise back from you. I've gotta shout, I've gotta shout, shout my praise, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Can't hold my love back from you. Can't hold my praise back from you. I gotta shout, I gotta shout, shout my praise. Words could never say the way he says my name. He calls me, loves me. No one ever sees the way he looks at me. He sees me holy. Words could never hold the love that burns my soul. Heaven, hold me.
Jesus, 'cause you are worthy.
Sometimes I think while we're in this mode, if there's anything, remember, just come forward, come and share it. No problem right now. If the Lord's given you a word for somebody, come through now. And also, if you've got a testimony of what God has done, just to encourage people as well. Let us just be a real practical time now of just sharing and just going and see where we go with that from here. Is there anybody like to do that? Right, come. Do sit down, and the worship team says, if you could just play the background, we might pick it up again. We'll just see how it goes. Is that okay?
Hello, everybody. Last night when I got here, I was yesterday morning diagnosed with asthmatic bronchitis. I couldn't breathe. I got a ventilator to use, which I was supposed to use every 4 hours, and I ended up using it every hour because my chest was just so bad. And it was kind of coming up since Wednesday, I think. And at the Supernatural School Ministry, we prayed about it, and we prayed about it on Thursday night, and nothing happened. And I was just saying to God, you know what, every night I said to him, you know what, God, why am I blocking this healing? Why am I not receiving? What am I doing wrong? I know I want this. I know you want this for me. You don't want sickness. And then last night I was telling Cherise, my friend, about it. And then when Bill said something, he has been fighting with God, you know, asking God, why am I not receiving healing? I'm like, okay, that's for me. And then when he spoke over me and prayed for me, and I just felt this immense peace. And I went back, and I didn't really have 100% healing. And then, I'm sorry, I don't say your name. Sorry, Norma. And then when Norma was bold enough to tell Will that she saw shackles on my feet while he was praying for me, and they prayed for me again, and then afterwards, my feet were as light. It was the most amazing feeling. Even to this day, it feels like I'm floating on air and walking. It's incredible. And my chest is, I'm still a bit nasally, which is fine, but my chest is completely, completely 100% perfect. I haven't used my inhaler, and yeah, so I'm feeling wonderful.
Father, I just thank you that you will complete the healing, and that your spirit will just flow over her now. And Lord, that you'll not stop flying. Lord, let her just fly with you. Fly into those places, into those hidden places she so desires. Just be with her. Come, Holy Spirit, just flow with her now. Just take her. Take her by the hand. Take her by the hand, Lord. Just let it flow. Flow with her now, Lord. No, we've got a floater. We've got a floater. Praise the Lord. Cheryl, would you like to share what you shared with me last night, are you? Okay. Yeah, come to the front here. One okay. You gotta be.
Yeah, it's been a very long journey, and my family's just been going through quite a hard time sort of for the last 15 months. And, we just kind of, we've always known God, but we've just really been looking for a spiritual home, and it was kind of somebody that my daughter used to be at school with who comes to this church who inboxed her on Facebook. And we actually thought we were going to Victory Faith last Sunday morning, and I said, you know, just check, you know, the address. And then we realized that we weren't going to Victory Faith. This is where we were coming, and it was just quite profound when we arrived here, and we knew that this weekend was happening, and we said, right, that's it, we're in, we're there, you know. And I just shared with Bill yesterday, because that message that he gave me of restoration was like, I've had all this history all the time. I was walking around home, and I was thinking, oh, Lord, have mercy, you know, Lord, have mercy. She says, well, that's your favorite word. But I think now I'm going to change it to thank you, God, for your grace, because God really does have amazing grace. And what Bill gave me last night was like, it actually was very profound. It was just like, wow, yeah, I know, this was definitely for me. It was exactly for for me. Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you for Cheryl. Just be with her now. And Lord, as you're just restoring things, I just pray right now in the spiritual realm that you just open a way that's never been opened in her life before. That you'll just reveal your Father heart to her in a brand new way. Lord, reach out and touch her. Embrace her. Embrace her in those arms. Let her feel your security and your love and your mercy even now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Ladies first. You're a gentleman, so.
This morning I was just laid in bed before I got up, and I was thinking about last night, and Bill came into my head, and the Lord said, go to the mountain. And then I saw countryside and a gate, and the gate opened, and Bill is to go through it. And then I saw a very large bunch of grapes, purple grapes, and I saw that they were filled with juice, and they were sweet. And the Lord said, you will not thirst, you will be fed, and there will be sweetness in what you do for me. And then I saw a sword, a two-edged sword, and the sword was raised. And then I saw green dragons, but nothing can come against Bill as he goes forward. He is totally protected. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, that's great.
That lady as well.
Yeah.
That lady also, I just saw when she had the shackles around her ankle, it was dark. The shackles have now gone, and as I just see her taking a step forward, and the ground underneath her is a light, clear color, and there's a spring and a joy in her step, and the Lord gave me the word to say, go forward in confidence.
There we are. Confident faith. Confident faith, my girl. That's where it happened. We've got to be confident in Him and the complete work of Calvary, all that Jesus has done for us on Calvary. We need to actually ask the Lord daily for a revelation of that. I always say, you know, in the Amplified Bible, in Colossians 2, it says, you two are filled with the Godhead bodily, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And anybody who knows me, I often quote that. But a revelation of that every single day, you cannot stay the same person. If you have that revelation now, you cannot walk out of this building the same person you were when you walked in. Because it's got to do something. The power of God, the anointing of God that is in us has got to be continually changing. There's got to be that momentum all the time. And the momentum comes from us when we say, yes, Lord, like these people have done. And you know, I still find it so amazing. Those words, some of those words I got 6 weeks ago, God knew you were going to be here, by the way. He knows your address, and He knows your address too. He knows where we should be. He knows everything about us. And this is what I wanted you to see as well, that, you know, it's not about anything. It's just, that's what God is saying. And, you know, even the word that you gave me now of the sword and everything, I mean, the Lord knows how to get my attention because I'm a collector of military. I love swords. I love big knives. And you know, in the roughest time I had, when I was up in Zimbabwe, my late wife was in the room, and we had the huge house on the farm or next door to the farm, and I was sitting there. I had my three fox terriers on my lap, and I was sitting there, and my late wife was in the about a month before she died, and you know, this has been a year of absolute hell. The war vets were dancing around. There was all this. And here's my wife. And you know, you sit in the midst of that, and you know, you just sort of say, and in my mind say, well, Lord, you know. And as I did that, it's the first vision I've had or manifestation of God I've had on the outside of me that I know was out the outside. It wasn't like in here, but Jesus was standing in front of me. And He never said a word. You know, coming back to the sword, this is what sort of prompted me to share this with you. And He stood there with His hands open like this, with a sword across His hand. And He didn't say anything. He just looked at me with those beautiful eyes. And He was saying, he wasn't saying audibly, but He was saying, pick up the sword. Pick up the sword. And you know, that's 12 years ago, 11 years ago. And I've had to pick up that sword every single day. Guys, it doesn't fall in your lap. You've got to get out and do it. That's what I'm trying to say. You've got to start walking. You've got to take the first step. Now, for the next prophetic word, the person who can walk across that water will get a prophetic word. Okay. Yeah, but you hear what I'm saying. We've got the authority. Sword speaks of authority. It speaks of His word. And you know, I've been taking. We've got to take His word. Okay, I'm not going into too many scriptures. I'm just giving you a couple of things as we go along. When you get the manual, by the way, those people that sent the emails, I've got all your emails there. I will send it off as soon as I can. Just remember, I'm only here for the next 5 or 6 days, and then I'm off to Khatanimi, hole in the wall. Okay, I'm going to go in there and suffer for Jesus, you know, with a fishing rod, you know. Go and evangelize the fish and the crayfish and all that. Sorry, I'm getting off the track here. But coming back to the whole thing, God confirms. And you know how I love grapes? Whoa, I love grapes. You know, I'm just illustrating a point to you. I love grapes. If the Lord wants to get my attention, He speaks to me about grapes. And what does grapes speak about? The fruit of the vine. Lekker fruit of the vine, it says. You know what they call it in the Cape? Block and tackle. You know, walk a block and tackle anything, you know.
Shackle seemed to be the thing that has come through last night.
Okay.
And just going home last night, I said to Antoinette, many of us, and I think, you know, each one knows in his heart, we all have shackles. And what we've got to do is let go of those shackles to progress, because they're holding us back. They're not physical, but there's something in us, each of us, that is holding back. But the thing that really came to mind last night, Bill was talking about, he was asking people around here, who's going to go with him in the next outreach? And it came to mind that we're in an army, we're in a war, and not all the people in the army fight on the front. But those guys in front, they need people back home to bring sort out the logistics. There's food, there's things to do, and to get those people to fight and as well as they can. So many of us can't take time off to join Bill up in the wherever he goes, in Swaziland or North Zululand. But what we do need to do is those guys who stay at home need to uphold them in prayer. If we can physically help them with either money or goods or Bibles or anything, we must never think, well, we can't go with Bull, so we're just going to let it go. So I'm just asking and appealing to everybody here, not only to the people that are sitting here, but to your friends, that when these outreaches go, it doesn't have to be the prophetic outreach, but we are the guys who stay at home, and we need to support them. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Yes. Yeah, do come. Do come. This is what we want. Don't be shy. We're amongst friends here. Remember, this is family, huh?
And Michelle, I've got a word for you. Would you mind coming forward? I was awake 4 o'clock this morning, and I had a dream, and then I woke up, and then I went to the loo, and I came back, and I went back to sleep, and I carried on dreaming it. Can you believe it? And then I was in and out of the state of wake and sleep, but I kept on dreaming more and more and more, and I just kept more and more in revelation, and eventually I just felt I needed to get up and write it down for you. Okay, so I just wrote down like keywords. So here it goes. Okay. I just saw a vision of you walking barefoot with this white robe on, and you're walking on this path with pebbles. And you're walking, but you were blindfolded, and you were walking like this. And you were walking blindfolded just with your eyes on Jesus, because you couldn't see what was around you. You were not looking at what was around you. You were looking straight ahead. In the spirit realm, you were looking at Jesus. And I see that in this time that you've learned to keep your eyes on Jesus in this time. I really felt that very strongly, that in this time that you'd walked on those pebbles, even the pain, because there were times when the pebbles were actually quite painful. And it was really uncomfortable and you felt really restricted. But God says, well done, my daughter, well done, because you kept your eyes on me. You've learned to keep your eyes on me in this season. And then I saw, I'm not even reading my paper. I hope I'm not leaving anything out. Okay, and then I saw you, then I just saw your feet step into this river. from the pebbles and you've stepped into the river. You're past that phase of walking on these pebbles where you felt restricted and the pain of walking on the pebbles, but you actually stepped into the river because you kept on your eyes on Him. And the Lord says, even as you've stepped into the river, you've felt my glory, you've sensed my glory, you've experienced it. And the Lord says, I'm taking you so much deeper. And even as you've stepped in, the pain that you felt when you were walking on those pebbles barefoot, that you're going to feel experience the joy over and above any pain that you could ever have experienced. Any restriction that you've experienced, there's freedom coming, more freedom. So much more freedom, my daughter. Yeah. You've just tasted a droplet of what God's already done in the glory that you've experienced as you've stepped into the river. And even as you stepped into the river, I just saw you enjoying the freedom that God has given you, but it was nothing yet because there's so much more. But then all of a sudden, this river turned into an ocean. This huge ocean. And you know when the ocean dips, the bed dips, and I just saw you go. Whew, you went into the deeper depths. And God says, deeper, deeper, daughter. I'm going to take you so much deeper. And even as you step deeper into the greater depths of the ocean actually turned into gold. It was like thick gold water. It was His glory. It was thick, thick, thick. And you're going to swim in His glory, daughter. And the Lord says, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep going, daughter. And then you were swimming. And you were swimming out into the depths of the ocean. And next minute, girl, you came out of the water and you actually walked on the water. And as you were walking on the water, you were taking these cups of His glory and you were drinking them. And you were walking and you were just drinking and walking and walking. And you were just drinking in His glory. And He's going to take you into such great depths of His glory. You just don't even know what He's got for you. And then I saw you walking onto the land. And you had these fountains of God's glory. Thick, thick fountains, like, you know, like almost like not a syrup, but a thick, you know what a shake is like, a milkshake, a thick milkshake, a Nutri-Shake.
Double
That's
thick.
What it was like. Yeah, double thick malt. It was thick, gold, thick malt coming as fountains as you were walking in the streets and in the land, and you were just pouring it onto people. And I just felt like God said that you are going to be used to bring hope to the hopeless.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to bring God's glory into the dry places where there's been barrenness.
Father, we just thank you for Michelle. We thank you for her love for you. And Father, we just pray that you'll just continually work in her heart and just touch her heart as she looks to you and she trusts you in every way. And Father, we know what she's been through, but Father, you are far greater than anything else around. And Lord, as she's trusting you, help her to move with your cloud. Help her to take hold of what you have for her life. And to rest, and to rest, and to rest in that. In Jesus' name. Amen. No, just press the button right at the bottom. There we are.
Fancy gadget. Another very important thing I forgot to mention. That's why I actually wrote everything down, but I'll give it to you. As you stepped into that greater depth, I just sensed the Lord say, breakthrough. There is huge breakthrough that's coming, girl.
Amen.
You just keep your eyes on Him.
Yeah. And when you've got your millions, don't forget us. That's fine.
Is there someone here that's been feeling spiritually dry and barren, weary? I just saw a plant. I saw this plant, and it was a fairly green plant, but the tips of the plant were very brown and dry, and they were almost dead. And I just felt like there was someone here. Come forward, sir. I'd like to pray for you. I just felt like the Lord just said that... He's seen the weariness, and He just wants to bring restoration to you today. And even as the hardships and the trials of life have brought you down, and you felt discouraged, and you felt weary, God is bringing restoration to you today. Yeah, so I'm just going to pray for you. Father God, sorry, what's your name? Marcus. Father God, we just pray for Marcus today, Father God, and we just thank you for restoration, restoration, restoration in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just thank you, we laugh over this young man, Lord God. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that his spirit man would rise up, Father God, and take that place that you've called him to be, Father, to be that which you called him to be, Father. We just speak that over his life right now. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you have said that he must be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that I am God, says the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God, says the Lord. I'm bringing restoration to your soul. I'm bringing restoration to your soul this day, says the Lord. I'm bringing restoration, says the Lord. Bring restoration to your soul, says the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Restoration, restoration, says the Lord. I am in control, says God. Be still and know that I am God. Restoration, 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 restoration. Rivers of joy, rivers of joy. I'm washing you in my rivers of joy. Yeah. Restoration, restoration. Restoration, restoration. You will swim in the river of my love. You will swim in the river of my love. Yes, you will swim in the river of my love. You will swim in the river of my love. Restoration, restoration.
One thing that comes to me through that, not only for him, but for all of us again, is to be in God's rest. It's imperative. It's imperative. I know of no other platform that you and I can minister from except a platform of peace. Don't run away. And really, that's where we've got to be. And Father, I just pray for Marcus. And Lord, you've seen the ups and downs that he's gone through. And Father, you've pointed him out today, not for anything else, because you love him and you want to get his attention. You've got his attention, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, I just pray that you'll move over him, that you'll move over his circumstances, that you'll present yourself in his circumstances, Lord. As he comes to peace and to rest in the palm of your hand, I just pray that you're going to speak to him, that he's going to hear that small, still voice behind him saying, this is a way, walk ye in it. Go for it, foot. Go for it. Amen. Amen. Roger?
I just wanted to...
Yeah, more?
I just wanted to say that before I came to this church, which was 15 years ago, I used to prophesy a lot. And for some reason, I don't know why, God knows why, okay, it stopped. I stopped prophesying. I'm telling you this for a reason this morning, because I think it's the beginning of a new book. Not for me. Okay, yes, for me as well, but for everybody. Because while I was standing there at the beginning of the service, right at the beginning, God doesn't need 6 hours to settle in. Okay, he said to me, remember the woman, you have to help me, who searched the room for a ring. Yeah. A ring or a stone?
What?
Yeah. Pearl. A
penny.
Pearl.
Pearl.
No, it was a pearl. Will she not sweep the entire room until she finds it? Now, that's a very funny scripture for me to get. Doesn't relate to me in any way. He said, but now, if you really want to prophesy more, because the only prophecies I had was on a Wednesday morning at men's meetings sometimes. For some reason, when the whole church was here, it wouldn't happen. Okay. But he's speaking out to everybody because we're doing this procedure this morning and we are searching. So be encouraged, because that's what he's saying this morning. If you think that you haven't got a picture in your mind, if you think that you haven't got a word coming, search and concentrate. Concentrate on the words that are going in praise and worship especially. Let them signify something to you and search, and He will give you the picture to prophesy by.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. We've got to search. It just, as I tried to say early on, it does fall out of heaven. But you've got to put yourself in a place to receive that from heaven. There's a book I'd like to recommend that I brought along here this morning. As we go, guys, if you're getting a bit tired, just relax. It's just so beautiful having that music. It really is. It's just doing something here. This is a book I highly recommend for you to help you to understand how God speaks. It's called Present Perfect, Finding God in the Now. And my little thing where we came and we just release everything and then just receive this. I don't claim any originality for that. That came out of this book and it just helped me. And what are you saying? We've got to wake up to the presence of God. I said earlier on, we've got to understand that we're filled with the Godhead bodily, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is what He does. He wakes up. Every moment of the day, we need to be awake and need to realize that God is with us. We've got to discipline ourselves all the time to know that. Doesn't matter what the circumstances, doesn't matter if this world passes away, guys. That is paramount. I cannot, unless I'm missing it, please come and tell me. But I don't know anything greater than that of knowing Him all the time. And you know, right through our day, and you know, that's what this book says, right through your day, and you're in the office there, and things are getting a bit tough. And all you people don't need to know what you're doing. You just hold your hands like this and just release that. Or you might, there might be assailed by sickness. The devil's trying to get hold of me too. You know, he's trying to get hold of me under my feet. I had, because it's a hand business. You know, we don't have it. It's a hand business. Arthritis or something under my feet, and he's getting sick and tired of me. You know, tramping on his head, so he's trying to get my feet. But you hear what I'm saying? And we've got to confess it daily. You know, as soon as I feel anything, I just, doesn't matter where I am, you don't even know I'm doing it. I'm sitting here with my hands this way, sickness go, arthritis go, you're no part of this body. Jesus said, I'm healed, so I'm healed. I believe the word. I don't want to believe anything. I believe in the power within here. That's the power that's going to flow. And it's like Roger said too, you just need to seek and allow God to start speaking to you. You all have a word. You all have something to share. Yeah, sure. How's the painting going? Just 2 seconds? I see you've got a good helper there. She's amazing. Great. Are you good? Shout when you're ready to tell us what it's all about.
Okay, I just want to share. I'm actually a bit nervous, but yesterday when I was standing there and you just said, just be an atmosphere that the Holy Spirit can just work, and the music was playing, it was How Great Is Our God. And I was just asking God to just show me something or give me a word. And recently, as you said, all the circumstances and situations have been just coming at one time. And I know God's word, and He's been, you know, the saying that you've hit it on the nail or on the head. That's what God's been doing with me. He's been giving me words that are so appropriate to the situation and things like that. But I just felt there was something more. And as I just stood there yesterday and we were singing How Great Is Our God, I just saw the Lord just reach down and pull me up this mountain. And it was amazing. I was just, there were clouds just covering, and it was like the floor was full of clouds, and He just released me to dance onto the clouds. And it was just so amazing. God is saying, there is more, and I'm going to take you up. And those words, How Great Is Our God, He just showed me just how great He is, that He can just pull me out of this thing and just release me into peace and joy. And I just saw myself dancing.
Oh, but don't go away. Father, I just thank You for her. I thank You for what You're doing in her life. And the Lord says, no longer, no longer, no longer do you look at the circumstances, but you look at Me. No longer do you get upset when certain things happen, but you rest in Me. And as you rest in Me, I will lead you and I will guide you with My hand upon you. And I will take you by My righteous right hand and I will lead you into those fields you so desire. Those fields where you and I, where you can be that little girl again, where we can run together and share together and know each other together. I will take you into that as you rest in me, as you look to me and not those circumstances. Father, I just thank you for your word to her. I thank you right now, Lord, that you are doing a work in her and her family. And Lord, I just commit them into your hands. I just pray for total restoration. I pray for total healing in every situation that she finds herself in. And Lord, and confidence not in her, but in you and you alone, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I've got so many hands here. Hang on. Wait a minute. I think we're going to get a new song or something. Any new songs on your hearts? Not yet. Okay. It's coming.
Okay. This is for Bill, but like Roger, I also used to prophesy quite a bit and haven't done it for years. And even when that lady over there called out for people that feel a bit dry, that was me, and I was actually too scared to come out. But for you, Bill, I just got one word, and that was courage. And I just thought, well, how can I just walk up and just say courage to you? So I've been thinking about that, and I believe God has said that you've got the heart of a lion. And that when, if you think about the bush, excuse me, and when a lion is approaching prey, he doesn't show himself in the open. He crouches down and he waits for his opportunity and then he goes for the kill. And I felt God was saying that sometimes you've blended into the background and you've kind of been invisible. And sometimes you felt like you were invisible and that you just didn't make a statement. But he said he's preparing you. You are like that lion. You've got to keep undercover, muted colors, because the prey is there and he's preparing you to go in and you're going to make that kill.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Wow. the lady behind you was first. Ladies first. I'm sorry. Sorry. If you had a pretty face, I would have had put your boon.
I just wanted to reflect on this painting here this morning. I walked in, it was late because I had taken my daughter to gymnastics up the road. And while I was there, I had asked God just prayerfully, am I making the right decisions for my children? And I think the message that I got is for all moms and dads as well. But I saw this beautiful painting that Jennifer was doing, and so did my daughter. And she rushed over here because it's paint, you know. And she, I was amazed that Jennifer let her, you know, do some strokes. And I looked at it, and it looked very heavy and choppy and things like that. And Jennifer just smoothed over it later, and it looked perfect again. God was just showing me, just go ahead and make the decisions that you need to make for your children. And I will come, no matter if it looks rough or choppy, my grace is sufficient. And I'll come and I'll smooth it over. And all destiny will be fulfilled according to my hand, not yours. So just hold on to that for your children, for yourself. If you're single, for whatever lies ahead of you. That no matter, just paint the picture with God. He invites us to paint it with him. So paint. Choose the colors. Paint. He lets you mess in the palette. It's okay. You won't mess up. God will come and smooth it over.
Amen.
According to his grace.
God.
Teresa, I just saw this weird thing, like, with your colorful top. I just felt like God is just taking you into a new season, into a new spiritual.
Yeah. Put it closer to your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just see that God is taking you into a new season, that the old is passed away and there's new wine coming.
Ish.
And I just see with your top, that's what I get, all these beautiful colors, the flowers. And I just feel, go and look at all the scriptures in the Word of God with regarding to flowers. And through that, God is just going to highlight certain things to you. And through the fire, He's just blossoming and you're just blooming. And I just see this beautiful sunshine. And as you know, God is just watering you. And you're just flowering and blossoming more and more. And He's just taking you into a new spiritual realm.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Lord, I just thank you for... What is your name?
Charisse,
Lord. We thank you for Charisse. We just thank you for what you're doing in her life. And Lord, even that, the colors, Lord, I just pray for even more color and more color and more color in all that she does. In Jesus' name. Amen. I think you had your hand up next.
Okay, morning. This is new for me. This is for your Tracy.
Oh, there you are. Good for you. Just put it up a little bit closer to the old gob.
Hello?
Just don't swallow it.
Okay, last night I kept on getting the word apple. Apple, apple, apple. And I didn't understand, so I left it at that. So when I was driving home, God showed me a jewelry box. And when you open it, there's a little ballerina there. And you know, kids, they get excited in it. And God's saying He gets excited every time He opens that box and He sees you. But He's keeping the box open. And then this morning I came and I was like, what's this apple about? And basically saying, you are His apple of His eyes.
Yes, there we are. There we are. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we just pray for this apple. And Lord, that You'll just increase the taste. And that You'll increase the flavors. And You'll increase everything that You've called her to do. So Lord, we just commit it into Your hands. And we thank You for her zeal for Your kingdom. We thank You for what You're doing in her life. We thank You for the vision that You've placed in her heart. And Lord, I just pray that as she has a desire to reach out, that You would just open doors for her. Open those doors that You have ordained, not that she has ordained. Lord, I pray for much wisdom as she discerns that. I pray for much insight as well. Lord, loose it upon her. Loose the gift of wisdom upon her right now, knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sorry, there's your apple.
I also had a scripture for somebody, which was, you are the apple of God's eye.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And that He loves you so much, and He's always watching over you, leading and guiding you. And then we have the two scriptures.
He's here. Do you see that? And this is what I'm trying to illustrate. As long as we... Yeah. I now prophesy that your name is Apple. Yes. Yes.
Quite a while ago, I'd come to this morning service and I'd asked God for a picture or to speak to me. And this was a picture that I got. It was of an American football match. And I just visualized the person running with the ball. And obviously in an American football match, the teammates obviously block and prevent or try and prevent the opposition from preventing that person from running to the goal line. And I just felt that that's a picture of us as God's children. That as we are running this race of life, that God is for us, and so who can be against us?
Yes, yes.
That as we must just keep our eyes on Him and on the goal, which is Him, and that He will take our lives and care of our lives, that He will block as is necessary.
Yeah.
And just some of the scriptures that I just thought around that is that from Psalm 121, that I will lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. And in verse 3, He will not let my foot slip. Verse 5, He watches over us. The Lord shall be at our right hand. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He watches over your life. And so just, Father, I just thank You that as Your children, You are for us, not against us. that Father, you have given us a hope and a future.
That's right.
That Father, you walk.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. That lady sitting there, the word that he spoke now is actually for you. Did you hear that? Did you got it in your heart? And the Lord knows your address, and I've got to say, you've heard me say that, and the Lord knows your address, and He knows everything about you, and He knows the calling that He's placed on your life. And the Lord is saying, don't hold back any longer, but step out. I'm with you. I'm with you as a mighty force. As a mighty force. He is a mighty warrior. And as I see you, because you're dressed in white, I just see him on that big charger and that big horse standing, you know, brave. And, and he's going ahead of you. So you don't have to do anything. He's done it all for you. Amen. Your name? Jennifer, the Lord bless you too much. Oh, okay. Sure. Some more coming, Jennifer.
Hello. I just felt for you, the Father wants to bring you a resting this morning. Like, He wants to give you, He wants you to start cultivating a resting place. But like, there's a resting in your family that He wants to start bringing to you. I feel the Father saying over you, there's just a restoration that's going to come. And I feel like I'm saying, I just see like shaking over you as well spiritually. I see like a lot of tornadoes around you, which is like a big change that's going to come. Like, you've been crying out for change. You've been saying, God, where are you? What are you doing? I feel the Father saying, He's coming. He's going to meet your need. And He's going to put you in a place where you're going to be so at rest. That like this peace of God. I just see it overcoming you. This big wave overcoming you. Like, whoa. Right now, sorry, this big wave is going to come. It's going to be the peace of God that you're not going to understand. That's never going to shake you again. And I feel like there's three specific relationships in your life that the Father wants to bring a restoration to. I feel like it's an increase that He wants to give you. And it's an increase of just, it's not even, I don't know, it's like an increase to your home. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. And I feel like the Father is saying for you, I have a word of property for you. I don't know if you're looking for a house or something, but I just feel the Father saying, like, cultivate the resting place, that property that He has for you is good. I just see, like, picket fences for you. See the picket fences. I hear a lot of just sound, like joy resounding in the spirit realm. I feel the Father saying, everything you want in our home, God's going to not restore your family, but He's going to give you that oven to bake. He's going to give you those people to come into. Like, your home is going to be an open door for the kingdom of God, and you're going to serve people. You're going to start hosting people. And I just feel for you, as a never undermine the gifting that God's got for you. You're a very strong leader. And just like the Lion of Judah roars, He roars in you. And for a long time, the enemy has come and he's tried to silence you. He's trying to tell you that you're not good enough. And I want to tell you this morning that you are. I want to tell you that you are the righteousness of Christ, and that He is for you, and He's not against you, and that everything that you want is your fulfillment for you, declares God. And every promise that He has for you is dropping this morning. In the name of Jesus, the Father, we declare restoration this morning. Father God, we declare the resting place right now, Father. I declare, Father God, an acceleration and an increase in her life, Father God, to come. I declare alignment to come, Father God. Alignment of who she is, Father God. I declare sonship. No more will you have a poverty mindset, but you have come as a son and you are adopted in the kingdom of God. And God says, God, it's your time for acceleration. A movement is your portion in this season. So I declare change and I declare new things coming to you and your household in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Bless you. Jennifer, are you going to be the same person you were when you walked in here? Definitely not. Nita, this morning when I woke up, you came to mind, and the Lord just wants to say He hasn't forgotten everything you've asked Him. He hasn't forgotten. He knows you, and He loves you, and He appreciates all that you do, and your faithfulness to His kingdom. So, you know, I just have this one big word that came, and it's a word you won't understand, but you will understand, and that's phosphate. and you know, I see you as a bull terrier. We used to have a bull terrier many years ago, and to get the bull terrier out of the way, we should take him the tube, and he should grab hold of the tube, and he should hang the tube in the tree, and then we're going to have tea and come back at tea time, and he'll still be hanging there, and he'll come back at lunchtime, and he'll still be hanging there. Then we should go out swimming, and he should go out swimming. We should take him out, and he should swim in circles and circles and circles. And we should leave him the whole day. He didn't disturb us once because he was so happy in his circles. But what I'm saying is, just fuss bait. Just keep on going. God is there. He knows. And with all of us, with all of us. We just got to keep going. There's a momentum there that you've got to keep. And the momentum is in the spiritual realm. He will give you the desires of your heart. Don't look at the circumstances. Circumstances need to go. They're a smokescreen. It's a mist. And the mist, you know what happens with a mist? And it happens to all of us with circumstances. It is what it says. It's a mist. And it just it distorts everything. Don't look at the mist. Look at His word and His promises He has for you. Yamedem. Huh? What's that?
You know, Bill was just talking, and just before you started, Yola, a lot of people are looking at circumstances, and you know, you just got a thin power, a thin line like that in your brain of unbelief. And a lot of people are sitting here with that thin line of unbelief. And the Lord is saying that He's dissolving that thin line of unbelief. There is going to be such a major breakthrough now. That thin line that is sitting in your brain, your heart's big, but your brain has got that line. And you can just see it in people now. And they're saying, yeah, but I'm in there, and nothing's changed, and nothing's changed, and why me, and why is this happening, and, you know, what's going on? He says, why are you looking at your circumstances? Because you're just raising your circumstances up. Why don't you raise me up by looking at me? Why don't you get out of bed and glorify me as I glorify you? I'm the one that loves you first. So why don't you glorify me? Because every day I lift you up to my Father. Every day I lift you up. Why don't you lift me up? And as you're lifting me up, it's going to dissolve that little mindset that is in you of unbelief. And yes, you will travel. And yes, your provisions are provided for. And yes, your health is, you are healed. And it's all done in Christ. But if you're going to sit with that mindset of why me, and sit and dwell in what's happening in the world today, and in the circumstances today, and the addictions that you've got on you, and if you just look at Jesus, He will break those addictions. He will break that mindset for you. And it will be such a breakthrough today that you will never, ever be the same. Ever. And Lord, I just lift up the people now that are sitting with addictions. I lift up people that are sitting with that thin line. It's such a thin line of unbelief. And we just pray now for that unbelief to be solved in the mind. And we just pray that a breakthrough of total belief in You, Lord Jesus, that Your word is true, that You are the Lord, You are risen, You are in our lives, You are around our lives, You are lifting up our kids, You've got Your eyes on our family, You've got Your eyes on our circumstances. We don't need to put our eyes on those circumstances. We need to put our eyes on You, Lord. And we just thank You that Your presence is with us every single day. And that we can just glorify You, exalt You, and praise You. And that's all we have to do, because You've got everything else sorted out. Amen. Thank You, Lord, that we can just sing our praises, because we just want to. We just actually want to praise You every day. Amen.
Amen. Who felt that was for them? Can you just stand where you are? Just stand where you are. And can the people that are closest to them just reach out to them and just go and pray for them quickly? Just go and pray for them. Just go out there and just pray for those people that are standing. Get around them. Pray for them. Prophesy over them. Prophesy God's goodness over them. There's a lady standing in the front here. Come on, ladies. Don't hold back. In you go. What did you have to share? Is it? Oh, go for it. Go and give it to her now. Go and give it to her. We're gonna finish off now. Go and give it to her. Is it? Who? Go for it now. The Arabasu, Labasiriva tu, Labarabasini maka, Laratina masuru, Loroboku, Larabasiriva dia, Lawahadu, La Siritu, Undu soroti maka, Halavaki, Loroto masirituwa, Sawaka matita, Your Lord is a mighty warrior. Your Lord is a mighty force over you right now. A force to heal, a force to deliver, a force to set you free. So move with him and take hold of him now. Take hold of his swords, take hold of his sword. Move out with his sword and let him cut you free. Let him set you free right now. Let him set you free right now. Oh, let him move as a mighty warrior in your heart. Let him take all the worry away. Let him take all the pain away. Let him move over you right now. He knows your fear. He knows what you need. Allow him to move. Guys, look around you. Church is happening. Yes, that's right. That's fine. Are you ready to tell us about your painting? Your helpers.
I just saw this picture of like heaven and just how well, first I thought this was us in heaven as spiritual beings, like just in a place of rest and beauty and just like drawing our resources, pouring out glory over earth and just life and love and stuff. But then Kaylee over here, just, oh, she's amazing. She just saw Jesus just pouring out his love on us, and she wanted to be on earth. So here she is on the earth. And I painted her with her arms up, and for like the next 2 minutes she was standing there next to the picture with her arms up, and it was just amazing. And like I was like, Katie, what else do you think is in heaven? And she said, angels. So we did the angels. And then it was butterflies and birds, and we have Kaylee's butterfly over here, and then my butterfly over here. You know, it was just, I was amazed. And I was like, how many angels? And she's like, five. And I'm like, oh, because five is the number of grace. And then, you want to say something else?
And also stars in space and all of those stuff that, and here it is. This is a boy. This is a girl wearing a tutu with pants.
Do we have a prophet in the making or what?
And it's just also amazing because, like, it says in the Bible that, like, the stars are angels. And it was just like, here's heaven and here's the realm of earth, the physical realm. And just how glory and angels are just in the atmosphere. And, like, we had the angels here. And she's like, no, the angels need halos, you know. And she made sure the angels had halos. And it was just, it was really amazing. It was very touching.
I asked Jennifer to do this to also illustrate how God speaks. I mean, if you have a dream, that's sometimes how you have a dream. And how do you interpret your dream? By looking at what God is saying inside the dream. And I mean, there's just so much in that picture. And coming out from that little girl, it's just so precious, wasn't it? Hey, just so that's it, you know, the angels, they've got to have halos, man. You know, and all that sort of thing, stars and world and Jesus and all that sort of thing. Just so beautiful. Give it to her. Yeah. I'll tell you what, while I say give it to her, we're going to close now for tea. It's 25 to tea and rusks. Let's go and have tea and rusks and a break for 15 minutes. We'll come back and then I'll do a lot of teaching and stuff. And first of all, has anybody got anything for the glorious worship team here that we have? Haven't they been fantastic? And I mean, just the music and that, just I've just had that sense of it here in the background. It always does something, you know, when there's music around. It enhances the atmosphere. It enhances the prophetic. It enhances what we're doing here this morning. And thanks, guys. We really appreciate you. Really, we do. And the Lord's going to bless you. And by the way, I wasn't joking. God's going to give you new songs and start stepping out into those new songs. And madam, you've been holding back. You need to step out into those new ones that God's going to give you. And new ones that are going to break through into the spiritual realm. But break through in such an extent that you're going to feel the heavens open. And you're going to see the angels come down. You're going to see His presence. His presence is going to come down like a cloud. And it's going to touch people and it's going to anoint people just by the songs breaking through into the realm. So just be conscious of that. I just have that feeling. And Johnny, your open spirit as well. You know, God has given you a heart of a warrior there. A warrior and a warrior like David. You know, to just take up that sword and just to enter in as well, and just to go with that song and to break down the strongholds that so easily come against the kingdom of God. And there's old Dave sitting in the back there, but Dave is not the quiet one. Dave, God's got so much for you and so much in that worship and that music, and because of that, your relationship like him. And I want to use David as well, because I see that David's relationship he had with the Father, and there was that love relationship. And because of that, that oozes out of you. You don't see it. Everybody else sees it, but it's there. And we acknowledge you as a mighty force in the kingdom. And also to break down principalities and powers. And then we have our dear sister here on the Orolki. Twirling the Orolki. You know, your smile gives you away every time a coconut of what God is doing. You know, I'm just telling you what happens every time I've known you over the time. The smile just shows your heart and the artistry and the creativity that is in your heart. God wants to take that to a new level. And step up. That's the word I have. Step up. I actually think I'm going to be ministering on it somewhere along the line. But for you specifically, step up into that which He has. He wants to open doors for you. He wants you to move into that and to trust Him. Trust Him more than you've ever done before. And trust Him in your circumstances. You've been concerned over things. But just start singing and worshiping over it, and you will see the breakthrough. And you know, it's just like everything's just going to fade away. You know, just going to, like if you take a bag of feathers. I'm just trying to look for some illustration. And you shake the feathers out, they fall, and the wind just takes them away, and you never see them again. You'll never be able to collect them again because they're gone. Okay, bless you. Two? For Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that on? I'll tell you what, can you give it to him now? I think we need to do a break for tea. Just go and just give it to him, and then, guys, let's break for tea now and rust. Sorry, my good wife is not here. She's running the finance committee for the John Wesley School this morning, and I hope she's going to be in here just now for tea with us as well. Yeah, you can tell her, she will appreciate that.
Any water cannot
it again. Come be the fire inside of me. Come be the flame upon my heart. Come be the fire inside of me. Come save you and light.
Talk about it like you're not in the room. Wanna look right at you, wanna sing right to you. I don't wanna talk about you like you're not in the room. Wanna look right at you, wanna sing right to you. I don't wanna talk about you like you're not in the room. Wanna look right at you, wanna sing right to you.
Let me see you have it all. My heart is yours. Only let me see you have it all. My heart is yours.
Sing it again.
Won't you let him see you have it all? My heart is yours. Let me cry. Won't you let him see you have it all? My heart.
I say you as a steel upon my heart, as a steel upon my arm. For there is love that is the strongest thing. Jealousy demanding as a brave. And many waters cannot quench this thirst.
Come be the fire inside.